Blog Talk Radio.
It's another Saturday. I'm so excited. Dax Carlisle here, coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona, with Mary Brown. Hi, Mary Brown.
Hi, Dax. Hi, everybody. Happy Psychic Saturday.
I'm so excited. My favorite show. I love Psychic Saturdays. It's laid back. We get to chat with you. It's open lines all show long, and you can call in for a mini reading, or you can call in to ask us questions about anything psychic, you know, energy healing, Reiki, hypnosis, NLP, tarot, numerology. I mean, you know, we have pretty much everything covered between me and Mary. Oh, forgot crystals, Mary.
Crystals and unicorns and fairies, angels. We've got it all.
Oh, my God. We have a great show planned for you for today. But I was just talking to Mary in the green room for the show, and I just realized that, you know, we have all these great shows lined up all the way through the middle of January. You know, we have 2 months scheduled, folks, of fantastic shows for you, and I am just so excited. You know, I just want to get to all these other topics now, but we have to be gratitude. Yes.
Oh, my God. We have to be grateful for what we have right now. Right?
It's the place to start, especially if you're stuck. You know, a lot of our callers that call into the show and ask questions and get mini readings, they feel stuck, you know, either in relationships or a career or what have you. And, you know, step one is to take a few steps back and realize everything that you have now and what you can be grateful for, you know. So that's what we're talking about today. Gratitude, the energy of giving and receiving just in time for Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's that, and that's, to me, that's what Thanksgiving is kind of about. You know, it's that energy exchange that happens at the big feast table. Right? You know, everybody's sitting there, everybody with their little energy fields around them. And, you know, we're passing things back and forth. Pass the mashed potatoes. Can I have some salt, please? And thank you. And already, you know, it's like there's something nice about that. There's something equitable about it. And, you know, if we can just up that energy and appreciate it and sort of downplay, you know, the fact that, you know, cousin Rob over here borrowed $50 5 years ago and never paid you back. You know, if you could get over that and just pass the mashed potatoes and be grateful, I think that helps.
Well, plus you can consult the tarot, and, you know, we have our holiday, surviving the holiday guide.
Yes.
That you can check into, and it's linked on our show page. You'll find it also in the blog, psychictalk.net/holiday survival guide. I'm going to actually pop it into the chat room right now. I see Eli's in there. Hey, there's not many people in the chat room. I guess we should give that out. psychictalk.net/live. You can always join us for the live shows by going to just one page, psychictalk.net/live, or if you're on our website, psychictalk.net, just click listen live at the top of any page. There's a player on there to listen to the live show, and then if you scroll down below the player, you're going to find the chat room. Come join us in the chat room, because you can chat about the show, the topics, ask questions, get readings, everything from the chat room, psychictalk.net/live. or give us a call, 714-816-4628, our Anaheim Exchange. That's right, we're coming to you live from Disneyland. No, just kidding. But give us
a call. We're going to Disneyland.
Let's give out that number one more time here, 714-816-4628. We take the calls in the order that they come in, so get in the queue early. I see a few calls lining up now. We'll be going to area code 203-402. Oh, there's a caller without an area code. Okay, so that caller too.
A man without a country. A woman without a cause.
Absolutely. Oh, Charlotte joined us too. Hi, Charlotte. PsycheTalk.net/live in the chat room. Loving that. Loving that. So I have a favorite quote. And the quote goes like this. You can have anything you want, but you must first want what you have.
Uh-huh.
Famous old wise guy said that quote.
A wise guy, eh? A wise guy. Yeah, you know, it's so true, though, right? I mean, that's the trick. That's the key, don't you think?
Well, I actually wrote this down in my notes. I wrote down the quote, and I wrote down, gratitude equals the secret to manifestation. And if you think about it, there's you know, and I know there's going to be a lot of people out there thinking, wait a minute, I don't want what I have now. I want to, you know, get what I want. Well, yeah, okay, you're going to set the goals and you're going to go through the four steps of the law of attraction manifestation. However, the precursor step is gratitude. Being grateful for what you have now, it opens so many doors, and you can start a gratitude journal, and before you go to sleep at night or first thing in the morning when you wake up, write down five things that you're grateful for. And if you really think about it, there is so much. I don't care what negative things are going on, you know, in your life. I don't care that your career's not going the direction you want. You know, you're still working on the relationship, you know, or getting a relationship, you know, all those things. There's a ton of things, you know, the people that are hearing us right now, they're on a device, they're on their phone, they're on their pad, they're on their computer. So right there, technology and connectivity with the internet, you know, we have that to be grateful for. I don't know if you've noticed lately, but we have hot and cold running water. most of us, you know, we have air conditioning, very important here in Tucson, Arizona, air conditioning. Most of us have cars. Most of us have a roof over our head. Most of us have family and friends. We have a refrigerator, so our food doesn't spoil, you know. I mean, it's endless. You know, I guarantee you that if you really think about it, no matter how small or how big, you're going to find five things to write down every day. And the more you do that and the more you focus on that, you're sending out waves to the universe saying, I want more of this. I want more to be grateful for. And that sets you up when you want to go through the manifestation steps to manifest a specific goal then.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because one thing that that really struck me when we decided we were going to talk about this today was this, you know, just all the stuff that's going on right now in the country and across the world, and how many, you know, strange circumstances people find themselves in. And along the lines of what you're talking about here, like all the little things, we can find at least five things. I'm going to share a personal story here. Hope she doesn't mind. But this morning on Facebook, my Aunt Judy posted this list of 10 things to be grateful for. And they're the little things, like you're talking about. But it's funny because like number four was dishes to wash. Because if you have dishes to wash, that means you had food to eat. you know, grocery shopping, you know, something we a lot of us complain about. And but if you're going grocery shopping, that means that you have the money to be able to provide for your family and yourself. Toilets to clean, indoor plumbing, you have. It sounded sort of like Yoda for some reason. But, you know, the thing is, the reason I find this so remarkable and such a good example is my Aunt Judy posts this. And my Aunt Judy lives in Panama City, Florida. And she stayed during Hurricane Michael with her daughter, my cousin. And my cousin and my aunt both lost their house. They both lost their cars. My cousin lost her house. My aunt still has her house. But as you can imagine, you know, nothing's working still. And, you know, there's a lot of cleanup work and salvaging and trying to rebuild your life stuff going on. And so, you know, this is somebody who didn't have running water, you know, the people affected by hurricanes, the people affected by wildfires. I'm seeing all these moments of gratitude and things being said about what was saved, you know. They may have lost everything, but hey, at least
horse
made it out, you know. And I
the
think
the dog
it gives,
and cat was saved.
Yeah, exactly. It gives some perspective, you know. And I think that helps. There, you know, the law of attraction. I think you're, you know, absolutely right. You know that works. And I feel like, you know, sometimes the gratitude part of the equation is underplayed again. And I think that there's I call it magic. I think there's the magic of gratitude. I think there is you getting
right
into that energy of it, things start going well. You know, it's weird, but it's the same.
Oh,
it's a law of attraction.
And those examples you were giving, you know, it alludes to the tie-in between gratitude and Temperian concept, the middle path between two extremes, that there's always two sides to each coin. And
yeah,
it doesn't matter. It could be the most horrible thing happening. The example I always give is, you know, the 9/11 attacks, you know, and
yeah,
all the airplanes are grounded, people are stranded all over the world, and but all of this amazing, I don't know what to call it, but all these amazing positive things happen. You know, people are hugging each other in
yeah
the airports because they're safe, and people in the local communities are, you know, taking people in and giving them shelter, you know, while their airplanes are all grounded, you know, and you know, all these amazing stories, you know, of wonderful, you know, saves and things going on at the same time, you know, and it shows that there's always the other side of the coin. You know, when we think something is super positive happening, you know, you're just not
yeah
paying attention to the negative side because there's always a negative side. When you're looking at the negative side, there's always the positive side. So the way
yeah
to work with it is to look for the other side of the coin and then bring the gratitude in.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, because I understand, you know, that people can struggle with it. You know, I struggled with it. I think I told you I struggled with it for like a year. You know, I felt like I had this spontaneous angelic healing that stopped me from, you know, being impaired physically, and I spent a year struggling with the idea of gratitude. Like, how do you be grateful enough for that? How do you be grateful enough for something beyond maybe your entire comprehension? And just like, wow, I'm alive and I'm walking, and you know, it's like I spent a year, but that year that I spent trying to get to a level of really feeling like I was grateful enough for something like that. How are we grateful enough for life? You know, I spent a lot of time contemplating the concept. And I think that, It was sort of like mindfulness, or it was sort of, meditation. I think that those are, and I think it was really helpful, I got into the flow of acceptance and allowance rather than, trying to, strife with it, strain with it. But I think that there's different ways that we can get there, but I think it really, the benefits are amazing.
Absolutely. Yes. And as you look back, there's so much to be grateful for. Even if you're not exactly where you want to be, you have to look back and write down I always say write it down, because there's something magical that happens when you put pen to paper. I'm not talking about using your iPads, folks. Put your pads away and pull out an old-fashioned piece of paper and pen and physically write these things down, The reason why it's so great to do it right before you go to sleep and right as you're waking up is because you're still in that alpha state. And things just go right into your subconscious mind. And there's the reticular activating system, which focuses on, finding what we're looking for in our mind, in the medulla oblongata. And that's why it's great to be doing this right before you go to sleep, or very first thing. You have a pad and paper right next to your bed when you wake up in the morning. One thing I'm grateful for is all the abundance over the last 14 years. January 20th coming up in January is our ninth anniversary of being on radio. We're going into our 10th year of broadcasting. And then on Halloween, and things have been so crazy and busy the last couple of weeks that I forgot to even mention it, that Halloween, October 31st, is the anniversary of the Tarot Guild. It was formed in 2004. 2004, we just had our 14th anniversary. We're now in our 15th year of the Tarot Guild.
Amazing.
I know the time just flies by, and so I'm grateful for all that and all that abundance and all the people, because no man is an island. It's thousands of tarot professionals and enthusiasts that have made the Tarot Guild what it is today.
It's amazing how it's grown over the years. It's just mind-blowing, and it's so awesome because I got this newsletter the other day. I guess it was kind of like a newsletter. It was like a, promotional email or whatever about a group, and I can't remember the name of it. But anyways, they had said that they were continuing the efforts that Eclectic Tarot had done in having a list of decks, of all the decks that they have listed. A lot of people would go to Eclectic for that, and they're continuing that for Eclectic since it's now defunct. And I didn't even realize that it didn't even exist anymore. And I thought, wow.
Oh yeah, it's been a few years now. Actually, that's a project I've always wanted to take up at the Tarot Guild. Get all of that onto tarotguild.org.
Look how many things have gone by the wayside. I was re-listening an archive to the show we did, I think it was a Tarot Insider episode that's in the archive on psychictalk.net on certification. And I was re-listening to that, and in that week you had mentioned all the tarot boards that had gone by the wayside. So it's really something to be said that the Tarot Guild has lasted, and not just lasted, but thrived and continued to grow all this time. It's not easy to do in the world of tarot.
That's right. That's right. It's been an amazing ride. And, we stopped doing certification, and then we brought it back because all the boards went defunct, and people were contacting us, I want to get certified. And it's like, okay, we'll bring it back, I guess, even though it's a little bit of a controversial thing, and there's, half the people that are professional tarot readers want certification, the other half don't want certification. It's just, it's an insane controversy. I don't see where the controversy really is. You know, there's, if the people want it, the people that want it get it, the people that don't want it don't get it. You know, it's that simple.
Pretty,
you know,
simple.
yeah.
That's
funny. I mean, you know, tarot is an unregulated industry. And, but, you know, so is life coaching, so is hypnotherapy, so is NLP and all these other practices like Reiki and EFT. They're all unregulated, but guess what? They all have certification available.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You don't have to get certified to be a hypnotist, but most people do.
Yeah, because, you know, there's a... It shows, like, to me, right, you know, because when I go to, I think about this a lot, when I go to look for, to get a reading from someone else, or, which I don't really do because I feel like I have so many friends through the Tarot Guild that, like, we always, like, if you need a reading, you just get one from each other, you know, it happens a lot, but, you know, if, when I do, though, or when I go to get Reiki from somebody else, or, you know, some aromatherapy mojo or something, I always want to know, like, where did they learn how to do this? I always want to know, like, what, you know, associations they're affiliated with. I want to, there's some sincerity that they've pursued their craft with some sincerity. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense to me. It makes sense to me. Hey, just real quickly, I want to shout out that we will be going to the phone line soon. So this is a great time for you to call in, 714-816-4628. You can join us in the chat room, psychictalk.net/live, or call us at 714-816-4628. We'll be going to those phone lines shortly in the order that they come in. I want to mention, though, the membership has changed over the 14 years at the Tarot Guild, and recently we made it all inclusive. So it includes not only the membership and all the benefits you get as a member of the Guild. You can go over to tarotguild.org/join and check it out. But you also get my Tarot by the Numbers course, which we used to sell separately for $297. You get that free now when you join the Guild. And also, we were just talking about certification. There's different levels of certification, but most people are, you know, starting out, you know, they're going for the Certified Tarot Reader or the CTR. You can put that after the end of your name when you get certified, you know, Jane Johnston, CTR, Certified Tarot Reader. And that level of certification is actually included in the membership now too. You used to have to buy that separately, and all the other levels are still separate, but you get your CTR included when you join. And it's tarotguild.org/join to go check that out. It's as low as $47 to get started. It's two payments, so $47 now, and then next month you'll be billed $47 again. You can also make a single payment of $78 and save even more. And, of course, that's the number of cards in the tarot deck. So there's a code for that. I think it's member 78 that you put in at checkout, and you can make the single payment of $78 or two payments of $47. We're trying to make it as easy and as affordable as possible, tarotguild.org/join. And for the holidays, I'm throwing in something else, Mary. When they join the Guild and get their... No, we're going to tell them right now. If you let me get it out. When they join the Guild and get their membership and their course and their certification, you're also going to get a free reading. A $97 value for the holidays.
Oh, wow. No way.
Yep.
That is awesome.
Altogether, you're getting about $500 worth of stuff for $47 to get you started.
Oh, wow. I love that. They didn't do that when I joined.
I know it was all separate back then. Oh, wow.
That's
so
a deal.
Let's see. You ready to go to the phone lines?
Let's do it.
Okay, so we're going to take some calls and see who's out there and what they want to chat about. Remember, it's open lines. You can talk about anything on your mind. Number two, ask questions about tarot, numerology, and all the other topics I mentioned in the beginning of the show. Or number three, get a mini reading, or all the above.
Yeah.
Let's see, who's been waiting the longest? It looks like area code 203. Hello, caller,
Hi.
Are you there?
I
What's
am.
Your name, hon? Where are you calling from?
My name's Pat. I'm in Connecticut.
Pat in Connecticut.
Hi, Pat.
Hi.
Hey. So what would you like to chat about today?
First of all, I appreciate you saying that you've had trouble at times with gratitude. That helped me a lot. Because
Oh, great.
Really did, because I just heard a quote today. Someone was joking. What doesn't make you stronger makes you bitter. And that is exactly, I'm ashamed to say, where I've been. And
yeah.
I wouldn't say it unless I felt I was getting out of it. I'd be too embarrassed, too mortified to say it. I've been absolutely mortified at my anger and bitterness and so on. So anyway, I'm working
yeah.
on
sure.
it.
Sure. Oh.
Hoping
Pat,
I'm going to find it. Yeah.
Pat, before you go on, you know, Mary, great teaching moment here. Bitter
yeah.
is the opposite of gratitude. It means you're
yeah.
not focused on the abundance you actually have. And you're
yes.
focusing in on one thing. And it's negative.
Yes.
And what happens when we focus on something? We draw more of that in.
Yes.
So people sit there and they go... Well, it's weird
How
because
it,
people sit there and they go, why am I in this rut? And why do I keep having these things happen to me? It's because you're focused on that. That's
yeah.
why.
And not only that, but how it affects you physically, too.
Yes. Yes, I need to change it. And I also am concerned at my age of 65. I don't know yet. I don't know if this is coming up and out, you know, all the way back from when I was 2. Or if it's cementing in my old age, and I really, really hope that it's coming out up and out. I don't know what
yeah.
happens with old age. I do think things cement. So
yeah.
Anyway, I'm working on that. I do
yeah.
have a sort of mundane question, but it's important at
no,
the moment. I've moved into
ahead.
A very, 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 very small apartment. And I'm making a huge purchase to help me be happier here, which is getting a Murphy's bed. I found two companies. One will take until February to get it to me. The second one can get it to me in 4 weeks. About the same price. The second one's got a bit of a better service as far as helping me get it in my apartment. But I think there might be a difference between the two. And if I need to wait, I'll wait. But wondering if you can pick anything up on that.
Oh, right away.
Right,
right away. I picked up something right away, Mary, for Pat. And the timing card that came up when I pulled a bunch of cards here is 4. Those
okay.
four weeks. You know, it's pointing at the 4 week option. It's also coming up with cards about sharing and generosity and so forth. In other words, there you will be able to get assistance with this without, you know, I know the other company does it all nice for you and brings it in, sets everything up there, but you can actually get assistance. The generosity of others is coming up, so you definitely have that. Available
okay.
to you. Yeah.
So
that's what I'm getting.
This could be 4 weeks or 4 months, which would take me to the other company.
It will take you to the other company. You know, it really could go either way, to be honest with you. And, you know, it's the Four of Pentacles that's showing up, and Pentacles is wintertime usually. So,
it's what?
You know,
yeah.
wintertime.
Wintertime.
You know, which is February.
Oh.
You know, so it really could be the other one. You know, it's just my gut instinct was the 4 week option because of all the other cards showing up about, you know, the generosity of others, people helping you set it up and everything like that. I did get the Hermit card though, and the Hermit card is the central card, which is you know, counsel sought and taken. It's you know, taking a step back from everything and reexamining. But let's see what Mary's getting, because maybe Mary's
okay.
got an answer.
Maybe I can be the tiebreaker, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, you know what's interesting? When I look at the 4 week option, I feel like there's something about it that is. Well, look, you know, we get the Five of Swords with that. And I am not a fan of the fives. Dax, the numerologist, I think he treats all the numbers fairly. I have something against the fives because I always
Me
think
too.
Like,
oh,
problem,
no, five is,
right?
Five is chaos. It's a high energy. It's great,
chaos.
You know, but it's chaos. It's the chaos number
yeah.
in numerology.
And, you know, take that idea of the chaos and mix it with the Fool card that comes up with it. And it's like, what? You know, so there might be some surprise with taking the 4 week option.
Yeah.
But, you know, that I'm not too crazy about. When I look at the 4 month option, we get the Page of Swords, we get the Ace of Swords, and we end with the Ten of Wands. So, like, the Ten of Wands to me, out of all those cards, you know, like I like the Ace and the Page. I feel like, okay, that's good, good, good. This looks better so far. And then that Ten of Wands comes up, and I'm like, yeah, but you know, with the Ten of Wands, you know, it sometimes it's a card about like kind of moving things from place to place and kind of switching things around and, you know, having to put some, you know, work into this. So if anything, I feel like make sure, you know, and you probably will anyways, make sure your measurements are spot on for that Murphy bed. Other than that, I feel like, you know, it's like you get it done with the 4 month option. And there's
yeah.
not a weird surprise like I see with the 4 week option.
Yes, I kind of feel that way. The 4 week option is more like a factory. I don't know if that means anything at all, but it all went too easy on the phone the other day. The 4 month one is a family-owned business, so they make everything by hand. So I imagine things are going to be possibly more accurate.
Okay.
You're right about Ten of Wands. There will be moving stuff around to fit it in and then have a carpenter come in and put it together. And, yes, with the 4 months, I'll have to find someone in my apartment building to help me, but we have maintenance here. So I'm
okay.
not worried about that.
Awesome.
So.
Awesome, Pat. Problem
yeah.
solved.
Okay.
There you go. We fixed it.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling
Thank you.
In.
So you think yeah. the 4 months?
Yeah.
I would. If it was me and those cards had all just come up for me on the same question, I would go with the 4 month option.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thanks for the call,
Have
Pat.
Have a good one.
Oh, wow. Right out of the gate, we solved the problem. Yes,
yeah.
lots of fun. God, I love these shows. And before we go to the next call, I got to give out some of what's coming up because it is just so exciting
Fabulous.
For me, all the stuff that we've got planned. So I'm just going to tell you some of the shows that we got planned for you on Saturday is coming up. It's just really great. You're going to love this, folks. Okay, so next week we're talking about psychic shopping, using your sixth sense to save dollars and cents.
Get it?
Psychic shopping
cents
next
and
week.
Cents?
Yeah.
It's going to
yep.
be so much fun. And just think, everybody, you definitely have to turn in for that show because that is happening right after Black Friday and right before Cyber Monday. So you want to have your sixth sense operative so you don't miss the deals.
That's right. And then we're into December. The first Saturday in December is right on December 1st. And, of course, that's Mystical Musings. And it's going to be Crystals for Christmas, Presents with Presents. Can't even say it.
Get it?
It's a tongue twister
present
there.
And presents.
You and your scents and scents and presents and presents.
I know.
You know.
Those are homonyms, right?
Wow. And, you know, for you last minute gift buyers like me, December 8th on Psychic Saturday, giving the perfect gift with tarot is coming up. And we're going to have a tarot spread for you so that you'll be able to work with that spread in your tarot deck. And it's just going to be a lot of fun on that show. Bring your decks. And then December 15th, Psychic Saturday, coming out of the psychic closet for 2019. 2019 is, you know, we're right on the cusp of it there, you know, and we're going to talk about, you know, really finally coming out of the psychic closet. A lot of people are even today, Mary, you know, wary about talking about that, you know. I've been around for a long, long, long time, and I can remember
back when
you didn't talk about these things, you know, and I still get this funny cringe in the center of my chest when, you know, I'm out and about at a totally unrelated thing. I'm at the American Legion post or something, and someone comes up to me and says, "I saw on Facebook you're psychic. Do you do card reading?" You know, I mean, and I cringe for a second, and then I realize that they're really interested in this stuff.
Yeah. It's it's like take a deep breath and jump into the pool of humanity with that, you know, and see what happens. You know, we all have that little inward like, but look, hey, you know, it's like the experience, and because those you know, unpleasant or kind of awkward, cringeworthy experiences, you know, have happened to a lot of people. It that's what keeps us in the psychic closet, and or out of the psychic closet, but, you know, without leaving the door open so we can jump back in if we're with the wrong crowd. You know.
Exactly. And then more preparation for 2019, you know, in numerology, 2019 reduces to a 3. It's 2 plus 1 is 3 plus 9 is 12. 1 plus 2 is 3. So on Saturday, December 22nd, we're going to talk about the world year of 3 and what that means. So you're going to have to tune in because I'm not going to tell you now. And then December 29th, right before the new year on December 29th, personal year numbers for 2019. You know, we have that world year energy of 3 that we're all under, but then each of us is in a different place in the 9-year cycle. So we're going to be talking about that, and people can call in and get their personal year numbers for 2019. Then we're into 2019. We're into January. January 5th, the first Saturday in January, Mystical Musings. You're going to be talking about crystal divas.
Yes. Aha, and that's not me. I'm not a crystal diva. Just because I'm a diva.
Oh, yes, you
like,
are.
I'm such a crystal diva. But crystal devas, or the spirits connected to the Kweth, and that should be a great way to start off the new year. And I'm hoping, you know, give some people some inspiration to know that they're not alone when they have a pocket full of rocks. They have support.
That's right. And then 8 weeks from now, it'll be January 12th, and we're going to have our annual New Year's special where we give New Year's readings. Of course, we give you your personal year numbers and more on January 12th. Be sure to tune in. So that's all the cool stuff coming up on the Saturday shows. A little bit later in the show, I'll let you know about the upcoming shows here on Psychic Talk Radio for the next week. But we're going to go back to the phone lines. Oh, real quickly, before we do that, though, Mary, I wanted to mention another thing I'm grateful for is the radio network and all of our fabulous hosts. You know, we have had 5 different radio networks over the last 10 years.
Yes.
And each of them has been progressing and getting better and better. We launched Psychic Talk Radio back in April, and in just that short amount of time, we are up to 10 radio shows with 17 hosts.
It's amazing.
Is that incredible or what? Yes.
It is incredible. Well, I am so grateful for it, too. This is so much fun.
Absolutely. It's so much fun. And meeting all these new hosts and they and new modalities, some of which I've never even heard of, that these folks do, and it's just fascinating. I want to give a shout out to our two newest hosts, which are Angela Johnston, all the way from the UK, and Virginia Catrano. And Virginia is going to start it's this upcoming Wednesday. She'll be on the show with Dr. Rose and myself and Angela. And she is an animal communicator and a psychic medium and Reiki master, spiritual energy healer. Oh, my God. We're going to be talking with Virginia. You're going to be meeting Virginia. We'll be doing a mini interview with her. And then, of course, open lines and readings on that show as well this upcoming Wednesday. And in the meantime, you can go over and check out all of our hosts and Virginia and Angela. You can get to know right on our front page there, psychetalk.net. If you scroll down, scroll, you're going to see all of our hosts. And if you hover your cursor over their image, you're going to get a drop-down menu with a little blurb about them and a link to their page. And Virginia's page is psychetalk.net/Virginia. And Angela is at psychetalk.net/Angela. You can go check out their pages. If you want to book a private session, maybe you don't want to talk on air about things, you know, you want to spend a longer time with us, you know. Mary is over at psychetalk.net/Mary. That simple. It's always our first name, all of our hosts, except Dr. Rose is Dr. Rose. But Mary is psychetalk.net/Mary. You can go book a reading with her. Same with me. You can go over to psychetalk.net/Dax and book a private session with me. So I just wanted to give shout outs to Virginia and Angela, our newest hosts. I'm very excited to have them on. They joined our new staff co-host program. And this is a new program that we have. We have our custom shows. Those are shows where you have two or three hosts that are all co-hosting their own show, and you know they create their own title for their show, and they're on a specific day and set time and everything like that. We call them our custom shows. But we also have this staff co-host program for you to get your feet wet. You know, for those that are looking for a lower priced option, or maybe they don't have a co-host lined up for a custom show yet, or they don't have their show theme quite figured out, or maybe they want to do a radio show, Mary, but they're just don't think they're quite ready yet. They want to get their feet wet first, you know. So you get to come on with the staff co-host program. You get to come on with experienced hosts. There's always two experienced hosts on the show with you, and then you and maybe one or two other staff co-hosts, like we're doing on the Wednesday show, and you just come on and you learn as you go, but you get the same benefits as all the other hosts. You get a page on the website, you get put on the front page of the website, and you get promoted just like everybody else. So it's a great way to get exposure, build a following, and, you know, decide whether or not you want to launch your own custom show. But in the meantime, you learn as you go. And you'll find that over at psychetalk.net/co-host/co-host program. I think they both go there, psychetalk.net/co-host. So go check that out. It's only $37 per month. And it's a real, you know, low-cost option way to get into broadcasting. Go check that out. So let's see, who's been waiting the longest now, Mary? We're going to go to area code 402. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
I'm in Nebraska.
Nebraska. Wow, we haven't had a Nebraska call in a while.
No. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, right in the heart of the country.
Exactly.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. I'm in a situation where several people are trying to take my home, and it's not just, but I'm, you know, fighting it. I'm wondering what you can pick up as far as how do I, any help for me out there?
Any help in this fight to to keep your home. It's a big
fight.
All right. I'm going to ask the soul trees for some guidance on this. Okay. Yeah, you know, wow. So this is interesting. I do feel like that there is some help out there for you. Also, the other thing that comes up, well, the first two things that come up here are, it's talking about the solar plexus, it's talking about the sacral chakra. So those are our second and third chakras. It's like below the belly button and above the belly button, right? About 2 inches each side. And, you know, that's where our willpower is. That's where we dig in. That's where, you know, that's where fear resides as well, you know, and our emotional center. So it's saying like, okay, accept the emotions that you have surrounding this, and that there is someone, you know, it's like someone who maybe has been able to give you assurance in the past, maybe on a different, you know, different matter or in some way. I feel like there is, you know, that kind of support around you. And then the other thing that comes up with this is really interesting. It's saying, you know, like it has to do with like the subject of truth, as if like there's something that the way that people are going about it isn't truthful. Right. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And, it's not. It's completely unjust. All of them.
Yeah,
and,
like
they're interfering in everything, including my phone call right now. I mean, it's hacked. So,
And I hope that they hear this, that we're onto them. Then we know that there's something shady about it, right? Well, Dex, what are you getting?
Okay, so what I'm getting, and you know, there is light at the end of the tunnel. However, you know, I'm not going to sugarcoat this. You know, I mean, just as a yes/no question, you know, it doesn't look really promising to me what I'm getting here, Mary. I mean, I got 2 5 cards. You know, sorrow and loss and battles and oh my God, you know, it does not look good at all. However, there is light at the tunnel because there is help. There is cooperation and pooling of skills, and I'm getting 2 3 cards, and the 3 of Pentacles and the 3 of Wands, which talk about, you know, pooling your resources with other people, and they're going to be able to help you. You know, you're not on your own, and it's important that you get the assistance of other people and partnerships, cooperation. That's all what these cards mean. And then the central card is the Lover's card. And that's it's about choices. There are other choices. You know, you may lose the house, but there's light at the end of the tunnel, especially working with other people. The Lovers is choices and harmony. It's trust. It's optimism. That's where your focus needs to be, and you'll be just fine, even if you lose the house. You know, and like I said, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. A lot of readers do that, and I'm not going to do that. It doesn't look that great as far as the actual situation, but as far as you're going to be okay. Especially, you know, teaming up with other people, because I got 2 3 cards. Wow. You know, it's pointing in that direction, Sharon. Well, I hope that helped you out, Sharon. We're going to go on to another call. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Eli. I'm calling from New York.
Hey,
hi.
Eli.
Hi. How are you?
Our resident regular caller. What's going on?
Well, honestly, I called to see if I could get a reading on relationship.
Relationship.
Uh-huh. And you recently moved back to New York, right?
Yes.
Okay. What's going on with relationships with Eli? Okay. Give me just a second. I got to reshuffle here. Mary, do you have anything you want to jump in for with while I'm getting things organized here?
Well, Eli and I were chatting in the chat room, and he mentioned that he's interested in fairy shamanism, and so I thought I'd pull a card for him on this
nice.
Idea of relationships from the Mystical Shaman Oracle deck and just see what comes up, right? And, oh, wow, that's a crazy card, Eli, to get on relationships. Okay, so if we're holding on to our hat here, the Sorcerer card came up, okay? So, look, you know, the thing about it is that, you know, when the Sorcerer card shows up, it's like you're being called to kind of look at how any fear that you have, any belief that you have about, you know, kind of what we're talking about, not having enough, any sort of thing that might be kind of destructive thought processes going on, you know, around this idea of relationships. So it's saying, like, leave it all at the door. Leave the baggage at the door to enter into a new relationship. You got to make peace with the past. You got to make peace with who you are, not, you know, and how relationships have gone in the past, and release any feelings of blame or anything like that. And that's when the Sorcerer actually, you know, becomes like the helpful magician to us, because it's letting us, like, face any of our darkness and acknowledge it and then say, okay, we're done. You know, I'm done with that. I don't need that anymore. So I think that's just kind of the first thing that really pops out around this idea of relationships and what's coming up with them, and how you can, you know, be best prepared. Dax, what are you getting?
Well, I'm getting two people coming in, and the first one is represented by the Emperor card. So this is somebody that's, you know, potentially older and well-established, confident, worldly, and of course on the Emperor's card is, you know, the ram's head, you know, so we're talking about, what would that be, Rams, Mary, Aries?
Aries.
One of the fire signs. And interestingly, the other person coming in is also potentially one of the fire signs, because it's the Page of Wands. And of course, Wands is fire. So we're talking about maybe an Aries, a Leo, or a Sagittarius, but, you know, not necessarily, you know, but it's definitely somebody that has that passion for life, enthusiasm for life. And this is a younger person, possibly somebody from another country. And, you know, being in New York City, you know, there's a lot of people from all around the world. And then later on in the spread, I get the Six of Wands, the Success card, and then the very last card, the Two of Cups. So things are really, really looking up. However, okay, here's the little fly in the ointment, is the Central Focus card in the very center. And that's a seven card. Seven is spirituality in numerology, okay? And it's the Seven of Wands. A lot of Wands cards here. You got the Page of Wands, Seven of Wands, Six of Wands. Okay, so the Seven of Wands is talking about things like competition, resilience. The important thing is taking a stand. You have the high ground, you know, even with everything going on, you have the high ground in the Seven of Wands. And it's about personal power and overcoming obstacles. Okay, so basically, it's talking about you coming into your own personally. It's not really about these other two people. I mean, there's, you know, two potential love interests coming in. Okay. but it's talking about working on yourself first, preparation, coming into your own personal power. Does that make any sense to you?
Makes perfect sense. And actually, there is an Aries that I already had my eyes on who has been trying to push me into being more myself and developing who I am.
Yeah. And I have one more thing for you, Eli. I also drew, I don't know if you've seen this deck or not, but the Oracle of the Angels by Mario Duguay. It's gorgeous. But anyways, I pulled a card from the Oracle of the Angels for you, and the card comes with this beautiful affirmation that I feel like this might be helpful when it comes to some of the things Dax was talking about with the confidence and being yourself. And the card title is I am beautiful. And the affirmation is I am beautiful. My light brings hope to those around me. My smile makes the world brighter. So it's saying, like, you know, your smile brings comfort to your loved ones, you know, when you're in a partnership, when you're in a relationship. And the light that you bring in to that relationship, you know, lifts everybody up. So know that you're powerful in that way as well. Okay?
Okay. That really does make me feel better.
Perfect. I think
awesome.
That's perfect. Thanks for calling
awesome.
In, Eli.
Yeah, thanks, Eli.
Always nice to hear from Eli, and we've actually had him on the show as a guest, too. And we want to have him back. Yeah,
Eli,
it's going to be a lot of fun. Yes. We'll have to set that up for the beginning of the year after the 12th, because we have everything booked through the 12th, don't we?
I know.
Loving
we're
that.
Months ahead.
Oh. And speaking of upcoming shows, you can find all of our upcoming shows on the website, psychictalk.net. Right on the front page there, there's a link to the upcoming shows page. Or you can just open a new tab in your browser and type in psychictalk.net/upcoming. And you can look at all the shows. I have a whole bunch of them already lined up and, you know, in there. But I'm just going to tell you a couple of the upcoming shows. Tomorrow, Sunday, November 18th, is Angelic Realms with Maria G. Moss, Sharona Rapsik. And I'm going to be on there with them, too. We're going to do an open line show and mini readings, plus angel messages, because it's Angelic Realms. So tune in tomorrow on Sunday. And then on Monday is a very interesting show, Mary. Monday, November 19th, is Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Show with Catherine Hahn. She's going to be talking about, think you might be an empath? How to embrace your superpower. Yeah.
Awesome.
So I'm really looking forward to that. We have shows actually lined up all the way to next Saturday. Tuesday is Developing as a Medium with Rose Fullhorse, Fiona Millar, and Vivian Alden. And then Wednesday is that show that I mentioned. It's our staff co-host show, Open Lines, and you're going to meet animal communicator. I like to call her pet psychic, but they don't like that for some reason. animal communicator and psychic medium, Virginia Catrano, our newest host, and, of course, our other new host, Angela Johnston from the UK will be on with Dr. Rose and myself on Wednesday. On Thursday, it's the Soul Sisters Show, Open Lines and Readings, What's on Your Mind, Sue Schumacher and Ann Enola. And then, of course, Saturday, Psychic Shopping. So that's everything coming up. Yeah. Go check it out. Those shows and more are listed at psychictalk.net/upcoming. And you can mark your calendar appropriately from there. Yep.
Wow. I'm excited about
Isn't
the impact show. Yeah, I think so. You know, my husband and I, the past, not this weekend, but two weekends in a row, we went to a local impact workshop. And it's so cool. The whole impact
awesome.
Thing. Yeah, I can't wait to listen to Catherine's wisdom.
Yes. I'm fascinated by – I've always felt that I was empathic.
You should go to a workshop, you know, or create one. It was like – psychic obstacle course, you know, because it was all these different ways that you would just try to empathically pick up on different things that were around the room and stuff. You know, I think a lot of people are empaths and have no idea.
Oh, absolutely. By the way, Eli in the chat room says that he's going to get onto the co-host program, you know, once he gets a little bit more established there in New York. So that's exciting.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go check it out.
That would be super cool.
Go check it out, folks. PsychicTalk.net/co-host. Come on to the show. You can also get to it by, you know, the top of any page at PsychicTalk.net. Just click Become a Host. And the link to the co-host program is on that page in a couple of places, actually. So go check that out. And don't forget to check out our holiday survival guide. You know, we did a show last week. You can listen to our Surviving the Holidays episode. It's actually linked right on that survival guide. So go over to psychictalk.net/holiday survival guide. Of course, you'll find all this in our blog if you don't remember all these links. But psychictalk.net/holiday survival guide. And it has our entire, you know, Surviving the Holidays with Tarot and a link to our Surviving the Holidays episode, which was fantastic. And it also has a link. Yeah. It also has a link to our December 8th show as well on there, where we're going to be talking about giving the perfect gift with tarot, and we'll have that spread for you as well. So go check out the survival guide. Let's see. So who's been waiting the longest? It looks like area code 801. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello. My name is Charlotte, and I'm from Utah.
Hi.
Charlotte from Utah.
Yay. I love your show. And I love the topic today, gratitude.
Gratitude.
I've done a couple of 30-day challenges this past year, and it's amazing what it can do to – I mean, I don't care if you wake up in the morning and you're like, I'm not grateful for anything. You're just like cranky. And so like I would make myself find something, even if it was like shoes and socks and whatever. But by the time I listed five things, my whole vibration about the day had changed.
Yeah.
And it was, and I went into it with a really negative attitude. I'm going to list these five things, blah. But by the time I hit that fifth thing, no matter how trivial it seemed, like socks or shoes or, you know, so I'm just like, I'm all about the gratitude. So I love your I love your program. What you talked about earlier.
That's what we were saying. It changes the energy. You know, really changes like your energy when you spend time like, and that's wonderful. You did two of those 30. So 2 months out of the year, you spent focused on gratitude. That's wonderful.
And you know, and by the time you hit that 30th day, I mean, the first time I did it, I think I ended up going like 45 days because I was like, you almost get addicted to it.
Because
you start to feel, you know, things are going to shift. You know, things are going to feel so much better. And so the first time, I think I went about 45 days. And it just, so if anybody's listening and they doubt it, just try it. Try the 30-day thing and you'll be blown away with, anyway.
How you feel and how things change. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So I wanted to say that, but then I was also wondering if I could have a mini reading on just whatever you guys are picking up on that would help me with my life, who, you know, which is so very challenging.
Right. Any particular area of life you want us to zoom in on?
Probably like finances.
Oh, and right off the bat, I get the page of coins.
Wow.
Yeah, so Charlotte, you know, in the Page of Coins, the page is holding the pentacle or the coin and staring intently at it. Okay, so for me, it's saying you really need to pick one thing and really focus on that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and also coming up is the Eight of Cups. Eight is abundance in numerology. And that's later on in the spread. So, the Eight of Cups is about letting go and moving on. And
boy,
right before that, it, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I just, that's one of my biggies that I'm currently working on daily.
And see, right before that is the Knight of Swords. And swords are thoughts and ideas. Here you got nine of them. That's a lot, you know. And so in the card, the person is sitting up in bed with her hands, head in her hands. And, you know, so it's a card of suffering and nightmares and stress. And then right after that, it's the letting go card. You know, you need to let go of these things from the past. And instead, do what the Page of Coins is doing, the Page of Pentacles, focusing on success, focusing on, you know, one idea, get rid of the nine swords, get rid of the nine ideas, focus on one thing, study the one thing, start doing the one thing, practice the one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's see what Mary's getting.
Well, you know, it's really interesting, you know, we're talking about letting go and focusing on the one thing and the importance of that focus. And I think these cards that I got kind of go up along with that. And I pulled a card at first from the Gateway Oracle cards by Denise Lynn. And it's about simplifying. It's a simplify your life, you know, and in the imagery, it shows this woman cleaning up and she's got stuff everywhere. She's got shoes. She's got, you know, old things that don't work anymore. She's got, you know, just stuff that she needs to kind of clear out the clutter. So that can be, you know, real clutter in our, you know, life or in our house even, you know. Sometimes it's funny how, you know, energetically cleansing, doing something like sweeping the porch can be, you know. So I feel like it's easy to focus when eliminated the things that, like, we just aren't, they're not serving us anymore, you know, that we just don't need anymore. And it's a funny thing to think that that's connected somehow to how do we improve our finances. But I think that it is, because I think that simplifying our life also, you know, sometimes some people, me included, I can get into the stuff where, you know, I find myself over obligated, you know, and I think like, wait a minute, what am I doing? You know, so, you know, things like that where you find like, okay, you know, like this isn't working for me anymore. And especially if they're things that have a price tag, you know, or a monthly payment attached to them, too. You know, those, clearing up that kind of clutter can be helpful as well. And then the other card I drew was from the Oracle of Angels cards, and it's about receptivity. And what it's saying is that, you know, once you, you know, get in that, really it's that receptive energy. Gratitude is a big part of how we get there. When we're grateful for everything, we're open to receiving more as well. And so I feel like those two kind of go together. You know, once you clear out the clutter, then you can better focus on the one thing, like Dax was saying, and then you can be open to the opportunities that may come that, you know, from that in the future towards you.
Actually makes a lot of sense.
Good.
Do you, can I ask one more question? Do any of the, I love my Oracle cards. I would love to be able to help people with my oracle cards.
Mm-hmm.
But I know I still have to develop, you know, I need more practice. But
yeah.
Do either of you guys see that being maybe something that could help my finances?
Well,
I don't. Go ahead.
Exactly.
I don't see why not.
Well, that's exactly what I was talking about. You know, when the first card I drew was the Page of Pentacles. It's an opportunity, and implied in the pages is study, okay, and specifically focus. You know, so it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
It's not if you could, you certainly can, Charlotte. It's you just have to decide that okay, this is what I'm doing, and focus
mm-hmm.
on it.
Okay.
Yeah,
you absolutely can do it.
It's like putting, cool. Look, it's like putting your love into action, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm gonna draw three more cards just to see what comes up for you, Charlotte. Okay.
Yeah.
Here we
okay.
go.
Wow.
Here we go. King of Swords. Okay, so there's that once again, being clear-minded, rational, and focusing. He has one sword. Remember, in the first spread, there was the stress and the nightmares and the anguish over this with the nine swords, all those thoughts. Here comes the Knight of Swords, one sword, focus in on that one sword. The next thing that shows up, the star card, having the hope and the faith, the inspiration. And this card also talks about optimism and intuition, you know,
mm-hmm.
focusing in on that. And the very last card, the High Priestess, again, intuition.
Wow.
Wisdom, secret knowledge. You know, it's about focusing in on that and listening to your intuition and getting more tuned into that. You're going to be able to give amazing oracle card readings then.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, I hope
that
helped
awesome.
You out, Charlotte.
Yeah.
You
can do
for
it.
Sure.
You can
Thank
do
you.
It.
Yep.
Thank we look you. Forward to having we look forward to having you on the network. Being a radio host.
next year at this time. Maybe.
Yeah, bringing
awesome.
Out your. Bringing
We're
out
remembering
your,
this.
Your oracle cards. I'm going to set a. You said next year this time. I'm going to set you
yeah.
a goal for by January. No. Okay. Let's
yeah,
do June.
A month and a half. Yeah, no problem.
You never know.
Let's do June. It'll be my birthday present, June 16th. You know, you'll come on the air in June.
That'd be awesome.
Awesome. Well, thanks for calling in, Charlotte.
Cool.
Yeah.
Always nice to chat with
to
you.
Me.
I think that's
You're
Mary.
Welcome.
That's Charlotte in the chat room, right? She's in the chat room sometimes.
I think so. I mean, we had a I mean, how many Charlottes? There's probably a lot of Charlottes. I don't know. I don't. My psychic sense says it's the same Charlotte.
Okay. So I got a couple of things. One is, you know, if we don't get to your call today, remember, we're going to be on tomorrow. Well, I'm going to be on with Mary and Sharona tomorrow. Angel messages, open lines, and readings. So write the phone number down, 714-816-4628, and the address, it is psychictalk.net/live. So right after this live show, I'm going to go and swap it out for the next show tomorrow. And so tomorrow, you just go to psychictalk.net/live. The phone number's on there, the chat room, the player to listen to the show. So go check that out. You can also book a private session with Mary at psychictalk.net/Mary. You can book a private session with me, psychictalk.net/Dax. So there's a lot of ways, if we don't get to your call today, and we have shows all week long too, you can check them out at psychictalk.net/upcoming. Do you want to take one more call, Mary?
Yes, but before we do, I just want to throw something out there real quick for Charlotte so I can get it out of my head. And that
Uh-oh.
Was the idea of like, I got to get rid of it before I do a reading for somebody else. But like when winter is over and spring has begun, she might think about doing like a garage sale or a yard sale. And have somebody help her, like, you know, sell whatever extra stuff,
spring
you know,
cleaning.
And do whatever. Yes, spring cleaning, simplifying her life. But also she could set up a little card table and offer oracle card readings at her yard sale, too.
That's a perfect idea. And I think she's going to get that's how you get more comfortable. You know, you do it.
Practice.
You just do it. You know, give readings to anybody that will sit down and let you do a reading for them. And before you know it, I don't think it's going to be November next year. I don't think it's even going to be June next year. I think it's going to be in a few months. She's going to be surprised how comfortable she is. And she may even join us on the network, you know, under the staff co-host program.
I have a good feeling about Charlotte.
Yes. And before we go to that last caller that we have time for, I got breaking news.
What?
I love when this happens on the radio shows. It almost never does. So, you know, when you have breaking news, in fact,
do we have
Mary, we gotta
breaking
do
news? Yes.
Breaking news on Psychic Talk Radio. Just had to do that.
I love that.
I just got an email from Dr. Todd. This just in from Dr. Todd. Todd Adamowicz, PhD, psychotherapist, and of course he's also known as Tarot Todd because he does tarot, but he's a psychotherapist. Oh my God. He was on the Soul Sister show just a couple weeks back, and he just got back in contact with me, and he is looking at moving forward with a monthly radio show starting in January.
Awesome.
Woohoo!
That is so cool. Wow.
Very excited.
That's amazing.
You heard it here first, folks.
Exclusive.
It's an exclusive. Dr. Todd Adamowicz is going to be joining us. I'm just going to call him Tarot Todd. Or Dr. Todd, because his last name is hard for me to pronounce. Yes, isn't this exciting? I mean, he has a lot of different things that he does. And I just, you know, love that he's also a psychotherapist and that he does tarot. And I don't even know what all he's going to be doing on his show, but I'm just excited. January 1st, it's coming. Wow.
Already the new year is going to be great.
Absolutely. It's shaping up really nicely. Really nicely, folks. And you can join us on the network, too. You know, we're almost up to 20 hosts, and our goal is – our next goal is then to hit 30.
Right.
And – ooh, big truck going by. Sorry about that, folks. But, you know, and ultimately, I'd like to see us have, you know, 50 hosts and – shows two and three times a day.
All day long. Oh,
yeah
two or three times a day.
Well, it would be nice if we could afford to do that, you know, 24 hours of Psychic Talk Radio. Of course, we have the archive, so there's tons of shows in the archive, that's for sure. I'm going to have to go look. I haven't looked at the numbers in a while. I'm going to have to go look at the numbers. So we're going to take one more call here. Who's been waiting the longest? It looks like area code 917. Caller, what's your name?
Hello.
Where are you calling from?
It's Anna.
Hi.
Hi, Anna.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I am looking for another job, and I want to be moving out very quickly. I liked it in the beginning, but it's just come to a point where I really feel spirit wants me to move. I'm just wondering, do you guys pick up anything coming really quickly? Because I really don't want to spend too much time anymore here.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so you're talking about, you know, things happen, like how quickly they're happening. I feel like you already know you're moving. Okay. I'm using the Soul Tree deck, and that card of psychic knowing comes up, and the heart chakra comes up with that too, as if, you know, your heart is telling you. It's like your soul is saying, okay, We need to go. The time for patience, I feel, is past. This is now the time to enter into the adventure as far as something coming your way, right, as in the way of an opportunity for this. Feel like, you know, I feel like that's going to take a little bit of time. You know,
okay.
it's almost like everything's already in motion. So there's a lot happening that you're not seeing, you know, behind the scenes that's going to bring this to light and bring this forward for you. I get the number 4 a lot with this, so I feel like this is something that could happen, but it's a 4 of cups. So look, I feel like it's not going to happen right away, but it could happen, you know, maybe like after the beginning of the year. Dax, what are you getting?
Oh.
I think he's still there. Dax, are you there?
Yes, I was doing some research in the background because I wanted to find out, you know, how many shows have we done? And
right.
And,
we love it.
You know, and I don't know how accurate it is on Blog Talk. It's not really showing me, but I went to iTunes, psychictalk.net/iTunes. Yes, you can get the show that way, folks. And on iTunes, it goes up to 188 episodes.
Ooh, amazing.
Dang. Just want to throw that out there. I'm getting the same thing as you. I'm actually, as a timing, I'm getting 6. So 6 weeks would take us into the new year.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll find out about the new job, like, in December, and then start sometime next year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that's most likely. That's what I mean by there's already, like, things happening behind the scenes with this, you know, to bring this opportunity up.
Do you see it, like, easily accessible from my house to this place, or?
I'm not seeing any conflict with it, you know. I'm not seeing, like it's a struggle. You know, and so if it was like, you know, problematic, I feel like that kind of thing would come up.
Yeah,
I got the 8 of Pentacles in the Star card for that.
Mm.
I think it's a good sign that it will not be difficult for you to, you know, the 8 of Pentacles is literally the working card, you know, actually doing the work and, you know, being paired up with the Star card. I don't think it's going to be any problem you getting there and so forth.
Yeah, because there's one place that seemed interested in me, but it's like kind of like a little bit of far stretch for me to get to. It's a bus and a train. And I'm not sure if I want to do that in the middle of nowhere.
Set your focus for 2019 on something that is a lot closer and just focus on that.
Yeah, God willing.
Let's draw that in.
Yeah. Let's draw that in. You know, I accept this new opportunity with ease. And so
it is. I accept this new opportunity. This new opportunity with ease, grace, and gratitude.
There you
go. A new sun will rise because this job that I have right now, it can't take it anymore.
Amen, sister. Yeah, it's time. You already know. You already know you're moving. It's just a matter of that when, and you're already ready for it.
I know I'm moving. I'm ready and I'm moving. I know that. It's a matter of like finding the right fit and
yeah. They're going to fall into place is what it looks like, especially with that star card. To me, Dax, I don't know how Dax feels about it, but a lot of times when the star card comes up in the reading, I feel like it's putting a blessing on it, you know. It's boom, you know.
Maybe it's going to be a blessing and it's worth waiting for.
There you go. Well,
awesome.
Thanks for calling.
Oh, my gosh, that would be a great Christmas gift.
Yes.
Absolutely, wouldn't it?
And congratulations on the 148 shows. Amazing.
Thank you.
It's 188, but thank you. And that means we're only 12 shows away from our 200th show.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Break out the champagne.
I'm going to have to figure out when exactly that's going to be, and we'll have to, you know, do a shout-out on whatever show that lands on. Oh, just love it. Hey, by the way, before we end the show, you know, going back to that gratitude, and the day is the 17th. 1 + 7 = 8, abundance. Abundance comes through gratitude, folks.
Amazing.
Yep.
We didn't even plan that.
No, we didn't plan that, no. And the entire date, 11/17/2018, adds up to 21. 2 + 1 = 3, creativity and communication. That's the biggest secret, being open to your own creativity. Thinking outside of the box and allowing it to come in.
Absolutely.
Look at all the abundance we're drawing on the network here. It's just great.
Yeah, and I'm grateful for all our great callers and listeners that we had today and every Psychic Saturday. You guys
That's
make
right.
it fun.
And people like Charlotte and Eli that keep coming back, and I'm looking forward to – I'd like to see Eli and Dr. Todd starting in January.
Woo-hoo. That would be awesome.
Awesome. And thank you, Mary. I am grateful for Mary.
And I'm grateful for Dax, for everything you do. You're amazing.
Thanks,
everybody.
I love everybody. Thanks for listening, everybody. That's right.
Bye-bye,
Mary.
Bye, Dax.
Bye, everyone.
Happy Saturday.